Hello, everyone. This is Vivian King from Neon Tommy, and today we are joined by Mitchell Musso, who plays Mitch in the upcoming horror film, The Stand. The film also stars Jamie Kennedy and Brooke Butler. Hi, Mitchell. Thank you for joining us today.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So just to start off, could you tell us a little bit about your upcoming film, The Stand, and what the storyline kind of talks about?
Sure, it's about this, the sand that eats everybody. It's about this flesh-eating, people-eating creature. I guess it really eats everything. In the sand. It's in the sand, and we're all having a party and cheating on each other's boyfriends and girlfriends. And I mean, it's a horror, but it's also a comedy. I mean, I'm a big fan of horror. But I do enjoy the comedy, obviously. It's a big part of my life, my career.
We saw you really blossom from Hannah Montana's as Oliver. And how was that transition to acting in a horror film? Like, have you always wanted to do a horror film, or is it more of something that you just wanted to experience with?
No, I love horror. I kind of started my career with a horror film. I did a Monster House a long time ago, and that was an awesome movie. That was a huge movie with a huge budget and tons of brilliant actors and an incredible director, Gil Keenan, who just did The Poltergeist.
Should we be looking out for you in more horror films in the future, would you say?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely enjoy horror films. This one was a little bit different, I guess, than Monster House, because Monster House was a motion capture. So we're in this 20x20 studio with 200 motion centered cameras around us in wetsuits and reflectors. And this was just on the beach. This was all shot on a beach out here in California.
I watched the film last night, and I thought it was actually very interesting that the whole film was like portrayed on this beach, essentially, and that all of the action was happening on that beach, so that was really interesting.
Yeah, we don't move.
Don't move. That's a good point.
Yeah, we don't really move. There's not much
because you're trying to avoid the sand.
Trying to avoid the one thing that's surrounding us. Yeah, but I mean, it was very different, and it's hard to make a movie come to life when you don't really have, you know, a ton of movement in a film.
Right.
You got to really, you know, make the hour and a half, 2 hours, you know, last and be exciting the whole time. And
Well, I definitely would say that the cast did a good job in making the film interesting, although you guys didn't move, well, you couldn't move that much in the whole film.
Yeah, no, we had a cool cast. Everybody was very cool, and we all hung out during, you know, shooting and then off when we were done. And not just the cast, but the crew, too. I mean, we all got to know each other very well.
Right. Because
we didn't really move anywhere. We're all very close.
Right. So what do you hope to accomplish within maybe, let's say, like the next 10 years in terms of acting? Is there maybe a specific actor you would like to work with in the future?
Oh, man, there's so many great people I would love to work with. And know and am friends with that I have yet to work with.
And besides The Sand, are there any films that we should be looking out?
Yeah, we had Sins of Our Youth. We're not out yet. We have the premiere. It's a super dark drama about four boys who accidentally... I don't want to ruin the whole movie, but we accidentally... We accidentally kill a kid, and on an accident, we accidentally kill this kid, and then we have to figure out what we're going to do and how we're going to get away with it. It's a very dramatic film, and there's a lot of crying, and there's a lot of screaming and yelling, and a lot of profanity, and it's a dark movie.
Okay, so definitely another drama away, another genre away from the comedy and the horror.
Very, very far away from both of them.
And we also know that you're a very accomplished musician, and I know that you released a self-titled debut album back in 2009. Is there anything else you're working on right now in terms of your music career?
I am. I've been shooting music videos. I just went to Denver because I have a buddy who lives out there and a really cool crew, the Friend Brothers, show friend and Nick's friend who are very talented. And they just did a music video for me called Dead Man Walking. And then I have another music video that I'm going to Las Vegas to shoot, with a bunch of my friends. See, like when I shoot a music video, how I grew up, it was very, I wouldn't say it wasn't necessarily tainted, but it wasn't me and my full, like who I wanted to be. You know, it's tough when you're signed to a label. You know, now that it's really just all about me. And then I had the album Brainstorm, which was, you know, right after the album, the Mitchell Luso album that came out with the song Hey, which a lot of people know. it's far, far from that, but, you know, it's different. It's just me and my friends and doing what we do and going through life and just changing, you know, sound and changing look and just being more myself.
Right, so it's definitely more from, like, a realistic point of view.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So just to cap up our interview on a fun note, what is something that nobody knows about you?
Oh, my goodness. What is something nobody knows? There's probably a ton of stuff people don't know about me. Shoot, I don't know. I watch the news every morning. That's
okay,
not the most
so
exciting thing in the world. It's actually one of the most boring things in the world. I have the news on from early in the morning to late at night, but that's not really that significant of who I am. I guess I'll say, like, as me as a person, I've gone through ups and I've gone through downs. I like to explore life and I like to do things that are different. My buddy, like, for instance, my buddy in Denver was working and it kind of runs and owns a furniture store. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to take a step out of my career for, you know, 4 months, 5 months, and I'm going to go to this furniture store, and I'm going to work at this furniture store, and I'm going to help them and do what I do. I mean, and it's not just for me, but it's also for my career to say, hey, there's this part where you're working in a fucking furniture store, but, you know, it's all about exploring and somewhat being method and knowing the product and knowing, you know, how what people do, you know, it's an actual job out there and I like to know everything about everything. That's just the kind of person I am. I'm very curious about life.
And I think it's like important to remember, because I often feel like the public forgets that actors are essentially just people and they're human and they're like everybody else. So I think it's nice that you do, you know, try to really just like explore your life in general.
Yeah, it's not just all about having this career and being, you know, an actor or being a singer. It's about, you know, I want to know everything. I want to know if someone's working at a donut shop. I want to know what that's like. I want to feel, you know, I want to step into those shoes. You know, I encourage people to step out of their boundaries and do stuff.
Right. So maybe, like, one of your fans will luckily be able to see you at a furniture store or a donut store in the future.
Yeah, you never know what, you know, it could be building a website. It could be creating a clothing company. I just want to, you know, I want to experience everything that there is out there. Rather than just stick to it. I mean, it is my craft. It is my hobby. I love being an actor, and I love to make music. But at this point in my life, I like to explore, and it's a very weird world we live in right now. Good to you know, to know as much as you can.
Well, thank you, Mitchell, for talking about your film and giving us life lessons today.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm just going ranting.
No, I think it's good to hear to have, you know, people hear that from your perspective, because it's very different living in your, I would assume, living in your shoes as an actor and, you know, experiencing all this fame and that type of life every day. So thank you again, and don't forget to check out the movie The Stand, which will be released on October 13th. And thank you again to Mitchell for speaking with us today, and we look forward to seeing all of your continued success in the future.
Yes, and follow me on my Twitter, which is Mitchell Musso, and then follow me on my Instagram, which I rarely use, but I'm still on it. It's Kid Mitchell. and I saw your Instagram today. I came across.
I did.
I liked your photo. Yeah, I came. Yeah.
And we hope to speak with you very soon, and I'm sure everybody will love The Stand as much as I did.
Well, I hope to come out to the USC again to party with all y'all, because I'd love it up there.
Yes, so, okay, disclaimer, Mitchell actually told me that he came out a couple weeks ago, so if anybody is at the party, definitely keep an eye out open for him.
Yeah, I like it out there. Y'all got some cool cats out there.
So thank you again, Mitchell.